to an extent, is really the beginning of the Torah. If you remember Rashi, beginning of the very, very first Rashi on Chumash, Rashi says, Omer Yitzchok, Lo yihoye tzorich lahaschil es ha-Torah ela mahachidesh hazeh lochem. In truth, the Torah should have begun in this week's parasha of Achidesh Hazeh Lochem, which means everything from the beginning of the parasha's Bereishis until parasha's Boy is seemingly redundant, other than for one purpose. Why? Why should start with Achidesh Hazeh Lochem? Shehi mitzvah rishoyna shenistava bo Yisrael. This is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were commanded. Right? Umatam posach b'breishis. Why start with breishis? Mishum koyach ma'isav hiyad la'amoy losas lehem nachlas goyim. Posach in Tehillim. If the goyim say to you that we are thieves, or we stole Chevron, UNRWA comes along, and not UNRWA, well, it was the United Nations in this place, in this ridiculous imbecile place in Brussels, that they came along and they said that that they made Chevron a national national site for the Palestinians. What's that? UNESCO. Yeah, and they want to do the same thing, that Jerusalem has no connection to the Jews. When you get somebody who has, you know, come and recognize Israel as the capital of the Jews, like everyone's celebrating. Oh, shkoyach. You know, this is the whole braces until then. It's basically to tell us that we're entitled to Eretz Yisrael. But in fact, the Torah should have begun with the Achidesh Hazeh Lochem. So the Mefarshim asks, what about Bris Milah that's brought earlier? We need a Bris Milah. We have also the elements over here of Gedan Noshe. We have the historical Midos Tovos of the Ovos that we learn. So why start with Achidesh Hazeh Lochem? It's mashma that there's a tremendous amount that we could be learning from Achidesh Hazeh Lochem that would be able to give us the ideas of everything else. And Bris Milah could have come later, Gedan Noshe could have come later in the Torah. But the ideas of Achidesh Hazeh Lochem from this particular mitzvah is so powerful that were the Torah to begin with this mitzvah, it would have been as powerful as learning all about the Midos of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov. If we get this mitzvah clear enough, then we have in fact a summary of everything that we've learnt in the past can be brought down and be learnt and taught from this mitzvah Achidesh Hazeh Lochem. The Torah didn't start with Shema Yisrael. It didn't start with Haftarech or Kameicha. It started with Kiddush HaChidesh. It started with the concept of Kiddush HaChidesh. Kiddush HaChidesh is a mitzvah of coming along the Beis Din and Kizera Eva Kadesh, coming along and saying, this is Rosh Chodesh, it is now with Edim, and this is Rosh Chodesh. What is so important? Why is it so fundamental that we have this mitzvah as a first mitzvah? Why is this a mitzvah Torah should have begun with? The Kadesh is a manim. Absolutely. But Shabbos also, to an extent, is also sanctifying, making the Shabbos Kadosh. But you're absolutely right. Yeah? Absolutely right. So I saw a very, very interesting vault. Before we start getting a little bit deeper, it's a very, very interesting vault from Shimshon Pinkus. And he says that there is a unique phenomena, it's almost a unique phenomena because we have a concept of the tide coming in and out as well. But tide, by the way, coming in and out is also connected to the moon, right? So the moon is a unique phenomena in the creation of the world, where we see on a regular monthly basis, we see waxing and waning. We see something getting bigger and something getting smaller. We see in front of our eyes something that is from a yesh me'ayin, from a nothing. You go out now, and maybe not now because yesterday on Kiddush HaChodesh, you go out, you won't see anything. And all of a sudden you get brighter and brighter until you have a full moon, which is an incredibly beautiful thing. And then, you know, you're celebrating that, and it gets smaller and smaller. What's the concept behind that? He said the first lesson of the Torah, that the first mitzvah, as it were, of the Torah, of Achidesh Hazeh Lochem, is to teach us the perception that we should have of the direction we should be taking. In other words, what creates a man different to any other animal and any other being in this world is the element of Bechira. A man is not an intelligent animal. A man is different to any other being in this world. An animal has Bechira. A dog does not have Bechira. A cat does not have Bechira. A human being has Bechira. He has a choice in order to determine where he is going. And forget about, you know, the Freud and all that stuff. Yeah, obviously, we have to understand that a person can be influenced and a person has. But at the end of the day, a person has a choice which direction he has to be taking, regardless of the background he has had. A person has a right and ability and the beautiful Matana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, to make the right choices and unfortunately the wrong choices as well. That is a Koyach HaBechira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu very rarely will interfere with that. So HaKadosh Hazeh Lochem is, when you have a moon, And Lamaisa, the moon is sort of like a relationship that has nothing other than the sun. The sun is what's giving, is mashpia, and then the moon is the ultimate paradigm of the idea of the concept of receiving, of getting nothing other than the sun. So if the sun is, as it were, is Rabbeinu Shleim, and the moon is accepting from it, we are the ones accepting from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Once we start facing a little bit towards a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which the moon does, even if you don't see at that moment any real change in you, but there is a nekuda that's inside you of Bechira that has determined something, even though your actions may not have changed, but that is your determination that you're going to make that difference, then you become lighter and lighter, and eventually you become a full moon. And that Bechira is able to change a person's life to the extent that he can turn from dark into light. And just with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, with the Bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the tools to be able to make a life-changing decisions. However, on the other hand as well, a person can be a tremendously successful in his Avodas Hashem. He may be a Kohen Gadol. He may go Lifnai V'Lifnim, 70 years, Lifnai V'Lifnim. He may be going to the, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if a person is deviating, if a person is turning away from Rabbeinu Shleim, if he has a Bechira, that in his arrogance and his gaiva and his taiva and his kovod are moving him away, then he can be in the sea. He could be absolutely unbelievable. But then he's moving away, eventually he goes from light, from a beautiful full moon, into total darkness. That is a koyach of Bechira. That is a koyach of a... Every individual has a koyach of Bechira. And the first mitzvah starts off that from darkness it could turn to light, and light could turn to darkness, just basically face where the direction that you're facing. That's one idea. But the apostle says much more than that. The apostle says, V'yema Hashem al-Moshe val-Aaron ve'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron ve'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. I mean, if you look in the context of what we're talking about, very clearly we're talking Eretz Mitzrayim. And we haven't left Mitzrayim, we've been in Mitzrayim, the whole parashah, you said very clearly, you're talking about Pari, the posse beforehand, the Shilach, it's Bnei Yisrael, so what's for Yom HaShem Moshe V'Aram Be'eretz Mitzrayim Neymar? Why are those words necessary? Carries on the posse says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Reish Chadoshim, Rishon Hu Lochem, Lochodshe HaShonah. Twice it says Lochem. What is the stress of Lochem? It is to you, and it seems to you and to nobody else. So, the idea is as follows. Klal Yisrael are about to leave Mitzrayim. They've been galvanized into a nation. They're about to leave Mitzrayim. They're at a stage now where they are making the journey themselves. They're themselves. They've been put into a nation, and now they're going to be, as Hashem, they've been set on the path in history. Klal Yisrael have a very, very unique part of history, and that is that when Klal Yisrael are pushed hard against the wall, they have never ever shattered. In fact, they have grown and they become much more successful. When Klal Yisrael have times of enormous success, then unfortunately they lose themselves. There's intermarriage, and there is ignorance, and there is there's mixing with the other nations, and they lose themselves. Klal Yisrael have the unique ability to be able to withstand the suffering and become greater. The greatest times of Jewish history has not become when Jews had the most money. The best times of Jewish history has become the times of the Rishonim, whether there were Crusades, where Rashi was running around, yeah, being chased by the Crusades. You have to learn history, right? The Balei Tosfos were thrown into jail, right? And in those times, there was a golden age of Jewish knowledge, in a time when it was the most difficult times. Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm in my 40s. I don't know what it was like. I don't know what it was like 70, 80 years ago. Yeah, I don't know what it was like in the Holocaust. I don't know what it was like even in Russia 20, 30 years ago. But there were dark times. Very, very, very dark times. My grandparents were killed. My brother, my aunt was killed. It was a very, very dark times. And we see how Klal Yisrael didn't disappear. Klal Yisrael grew to an explosion of success that Klal Yisrael has. The yeshivas today, the kolim today, the communities today, the Litvishi yeshivas, it is an enormously successful thing. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael, look at Eretz Yisrael is today. A second strongest economy in the world. It is an enormous success that we have, that was from a downtrodden nothing nation. That is something that is very, very unique. And that is represented by what happened in Mitzrayim. Yeah, and that is represented the best, that's represented by the moon. The moon is, we should celebrate if we were following the moon, celebrate the moon when it's on the greatest, in the 15th of the month. Keep the moon. But Rosh Chodesh should be the 15th of the month, when it's brightest and clearest and shining and leading, and we light unto the nations. That should be representing Klal Yisrael. That's who we are, the 15th of the month. The epitome of success, no, when it's a nothing, when it's absolutely nothing, when you can see absolutely nothing, it's just Eidim somewhere near Shalayim, and Eretz Yisrael sees it, that is when, oh, that's Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because that is who we are. Chodesh Zeh Lochem. We have the ability at the darkest times to stand up and to become a nation that can eventually become greater and greater until we shine. But the danger is, once we are very great and we're shining and we have all this success, then unfortunately we burn ourselves out. And we burn ourselves out, and there's intermarriage. And there was, in Germany before the war, Jews could not intermarry quickly enough. There were 90 Yiddish Jews in Poland and in Litter. Only one of them was from. Only one of them was from. You can't imagine what Matra Gifter used to talk about. He said when he came to a place in I forgot where it was, in Litter, and it was what's the name, had just died, Bialik had just died. So the Rav in Shul stood up and he said, he stood up, Yeshayahu HaNovi, get off your seat in Gan Eden and stand up and welcome Bialik. And he stood up the next day and he said, how can you talk about such a thing? You're talking about a Novi should be Israel again. And he got, next day his uncle said he would better run away. He saw people coming down the streets with pickaxes. Yeah, where's that yeshiva bok? Where's that yeshiva bok? Yeah, bok means a yeshiva cow. Yeah, you see the yeshiva bocha. Their animosity, their hatred, the secularism was so strong. And that was in a peak of success until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Litzlan, sent us a dog to remind us. But we have to remember that in Mitzrayim, the darkest of the months, the darkest of the time of the month is when Jews have the ability to pick themselves up and become great. And sometimes when we're the greatest, we're the ability, unfortunately, to wipe ourselves out. That is the first mitzvah to remind us as a survival tool in Golos. Be careful when it's good, and know when things are really bad, we have the ability to be successful. But it's more than that. It's more than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this mitzvah? In Mitzrayim. Chodesh Lechem, he said, in Mitzrayim, he gave us mitzvah. What's why Dafke Mitzrayim? The idea of Mitzrayim was, Klal Yisrael were not doing very well then at all. Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, but Eretz Mitzrayim Lemo. Klal Yisrael, where were they? There was such a low level of Kedusha. There was such a level of Tumah, the Memter Shari Tumah, that in any moment, any given moment, Rachman Litzan, if they would have stayed any longer, they would have been totally destroyed. They would never have had the ability to leave Mitzrayim. Nothing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to rush them out. The Yochel Yisrael had to rush them out, because another few minutes, that was it would have been over. And that is why the Eretz Mitzrayim Lemo, in the darkest of times, Beruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has this connection with us. In the darkest times, when you don't deserve anything, when we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, where we're in a terribly low situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are my people and I'll never ever leave them behind. Even in Mitzrayim, but Eretz Mitzrayim Lemo, HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem, Klal Yisrael, you should just know that I'm with you, and I celebrate you, and Be'ez Hashem, just like the moon, where it's completely dark, when there's nothing here, that is when you celebrate Rosh Chodesh. That is when we celebrate that in that darkest time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us as well. So ultimately, there's a connection over here. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the connection, that the Shefa of Him being our God in the darkest times, and us serving Him in the darkest times as well. And that is what's represented by the moon. But we should go one stage further. HaChodesh Zeh Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim, means that this is a tremendously powerful mitzvah, to the extent that Klal Yisrael have the ability to determine their future. Determine their future does not mean with a bechira of choosing mitzvahs or averus. It doesn't mean determine the future of politically. It means determine the future of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is based on the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Beis Din. The Sanhedrin sit down and they say that is that the Chodesh is Mekudosh, and now is Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, Lachem afilu b'shgogo, even if it is a mistake, even if it's bo'ines, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, goes to Pamal Yishlamaylo, and he says, this is Rosh Chodesh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines the reality of nature based on the psak of the Beis Din down here. In other words, we are so powerful, not only to determine our own future, we have the ability to determine when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit in Din. On Rosh Hashanah, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to sit in Din? When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to give us the mitzvah of Sukkos? When is HaKadosh, if a day earlier, if we don't listen to the Sanhedrin, and we do a day earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a mitzvah of shaking lulav. A day later, mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to create the Torah based on the mitzvahs and the determination of how Klal Yisrael have decided the halacha. Which means that the whole world's existence, whether it's physical or spiritual or religious, is based on Talmidei Chachamim sitting down and doing the very best to determine what is Rosh Chodesh. And that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the keys to determine Gashmius and Ruchnius based on our perception of what we believe is the right thing. Which is a fantastic thing. The Vilna Gaon says that Eid of Eid Divei Elokim Chaim, he says this in various different places. He says, if a person is going through the halacha, if a Talmid Chacham is going through a halacha, and he's worked as much as he possibly can, and he's followed through the process of working through Psukim, and then working through the Mishnayis, and the Gemara, and then the Rishonim, and Achronim, and he's come with Psak, with the Kalola Hoira, and the Maisa, this was not what Kodesh Baruch Hu originally gave at Sinai, that becomes a halacha. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us the keys to determine through the Mesorah, to do the very best we can. He's given us the keys to determine a Chas V'Chalila. You can't tell this to the Reformer Conservative. But you're talking about a person who Ichbat lo halacha. He's worked through the very, very best to get clear, and he's asked Psak, and that becomes a halacha, and that is with Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Zelachem, is a mitzvah that tells us so much. It tells us what Bechira is, that the ability to choose the right from the wrong, the ability to, even in the darkest times where you can't really see a real change, but that very darkest time, if you work on your Bechira and you face towards the sun, face towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it gets lighter and lighter. And a person could be a tremendous Talmid Chacham and a Godel B'Torah, Rachon Litzlan, if he's faced towards the wrong thing, he can get darker and darker. That is the first idea of this Bechira. Secondly, we learnt there is a concept of a Kodesh Baruch Hu teaching Klal Yisrael that however dark things get, Klal Yisrael will never ever get stamped out. In fact, things are very, very dark. Celebrate it. It will only get lighter. It will become lighter. But Rahman al-Itzlan, if things are very light and you use its success in an incorrect way, it's going to get darker and darker. And that is the future of the history of Klal Yisrael. The third message was, however bad things are, by the way, most of this is brought down in the Siva Shalom. However bad things are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eretz Mitzrayim, when in Mentesh Sharetum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands and he says, Klal Yisrael, I'm here with you. I'm going to take out Mitzrayim. You are mine. In the darkest time, not the lightest time. The Eretz Mitzrayim Lemur. And finally, the concept of we are lechem, we are in control to determine our future, beruchnius ubegashmius hasachodesh zelechem. And therefore, when you start, now it's also a very strange minute. After you kiddush shavan, everyone starts dancing. Why didn't you start dancing after you said kriya shema? Yeah? It's a drabon. Yeah. Kotoi, vima, iris, all start dancing. Rabbi said, this is dancing, this is a dance celebrating who we are as a nation, what abilities we have to choose the right from the wrong, from the abilities that we have to always continue however bad things are that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us, this is worthy of a good dance.